tank. Big fish, small pond in the shrimp tank. When it takes a swim, only option is to win. In the murky water, not a thought of giving in.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode here on the Pennsylvania's Central PA Shrimp Tank. I'm your host today, Nathan Imboden, and we are continuing on in our series we're calling In the Crosshairs of Corona. You can find full replays of all of our interviews with all of our amazing Central PA-based businesses on our website at shrimptankpodcast.com/Central PA. Also, be sure to go to our Facebook page, like that page, go to your favorite podcast app, whether it's Spotify, iHeartRadio, the Apple Podcast Store, you name it, search for the Central PA Shrimp Tank. Click that subscribe button so you can stay up to date on what's going on in our area. And again, I mentioned we're doing this series called In the Crosshairs of Corona. And really the goal here is to allow our entrepreneurs and our business owners right here in Central PA to share what they're dealing with, how this COVID shutdowns from our government, how those things have actually impacted their business. We say all the time on the show, this is a podcast by business owners for business owners, and we try to teach entrepreneurship, which is good, bad, and ugly. And I'd say right now we're going through maybe a little bit of a bad and ugly time. So we want to bring stories to you of real things that are going on, not just the success stories that we hear all the time. Although Brian and Patty, our wonderful guests today, are definitely a success story. So as I mentioned, Brian and Patty Sibach. Did I get that correct, guys?
Sibach, yeah. Right.
Sibach, perfect. All right. They own Precision Training Concepts, and they're just really fit. So I intentionally am cropping just this part of my body so they don't shame me publicly on the webcam here. But Brian and Patty, welcome to the show. Why don't you do us something first? Why don't you give us a quick idea, an introduction of the business as it was before all this started, and now what it looks like today, to give our viewers a little bit of a background.
Well, thank you very much, Nathan, for having us. Our business, we started about 8 years ago, and it was a very personal, we wanted to have a personal experience, more of like a boutique experience for one-on-one and couple training. And we've been open for 8 years, and that was kind of what we were known for, a very personal experience, almost hand-holding clients from the moment they walk in through their sessions to going out the door. And, you know, fast forward 8 years, back in March, as the this COVID-19 started rearing its head, we've had to shift like a lot of businesses. But what we wound up doing was going to a more of a virtual platform, so we could still provide that same boutique personal style of training, but as we're doing here virtually.
Mm-hmm. So most of your training before was built around in your facilities, live face-to-face training rather than the virtual.
Absolutely. We had two brick and mortar locations, one serving the Harrisburg location and community. And then we opened a second location in the fall of 2019 for the West Shore community, because there was a demand there for that specific, like Brian said, a very boutique experience. From the time the client walked through our doors, through the entire training process, it was one-on-one, all attention to that customer and client, and then boom, stop, yeah, in our tracks.
So, all right, so I'm picturing this. Old feeble Nathan Imboden says, I want to be Brian, baby. I got to get ripped. I want to get in shape. I'm coming in. You're putting together a custom plan, a custom workout plan. Does it include diet, nutrition, all that? Or is this primarily around the actual exercise?
Well, the program initially is people coming in like yourself, whether they've exercised before or it's been years since college, that type of thing. We start with an exercise program. So okay, people come in 2-3 times a week. And throughout those sessions, you're always talking about nutrition. Diet always seems to be the new 4-letter word that no one ever wants to talk about. So right, we just try to help educate people as far as the nutrition piece.
But you're right, Nathan. It's a very customized and it was a very personalized approach. What Nathan's workout would be very different than what somebody else's would be.
Right. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Okay, so when you think about what a disruption like this, where now face-to-face you can't do, you guys aren't considered, at least your facility isn't considered essential, although because of another debate for another time about what is considered essential and what's not. I won't get on my soapbox. We'll spare audience for that. But so now you're going from here's the core of our business, right, which is built on one-on-one, face-to-face interaction, and now you've got to figure out something virtual. So how have you adapted to that? Are you, I know we're both chamber members, so we've seen some of the stuff that you've put out with training sessions. Are they still one-on-one? Are you still maintaining those in addition to then your group sessions? How's that worked?
Well, that's a really good question. That was our very first hurdle because, like you said, we were very intimate, if you will, with the whole personal training concept. So as we changed, we thought, okay, we need to offer information. We need to offer assistance. And how can we maintain that certain level of one-on-one virtually? So we kind of sat down, we our business attorney, we had a lot of behind the scenes things that we've been doing, and we kind of came up with this virtual platform that, number one, we offer to people who are outside of the area. Mm-hmm. We have clients states away, cities away, which is very different from East Shore, West Shore, where you've got a 5 or 10 minute direction to pull
right.
from. So now
right.
we're pulling from Pittsburgh and Hawaii and places all over the country, which is very different for us.
Yeah.
But it seems to be going very well and it's building as we go.
So you could be getting a glimpse of what maybe a future model would look like. I think everybody, yes. everybody knows probably Beachbody. And I think probably it was Tony Horton really the one who set that off in popularity.
Like those P90X, the Beachbody, yeah. With those types of programs, it's here's the workout.
Right, exactly.
Follow this workout, regardless right. of injury, age, whatever, goal, here's the workout. And for a lot of people, that works. We're still doing the one-on-one. So
yeah,
people
right.
that come, they've got bad knees, bad shoulders, we still have to adapt to that.
Yeah. Yeah, interesting. And so now you're having to also deal with the fact that when people were coming into your facility, they had access to all the equipment they needed to be able to do all those exercises. We're fortunate that, and this is going to make my embarrassingness about my lack of whatever even worse, but where the person we bought our house from had a fully stocked gym. We've got a rowing machine, an elliptical, stationary bike, treadmill, step machine. We've got all these weights, but not a lot of people have that, right? So now you got to figure out how do we adapt? How do we create this training without all the equipment that would make it ideal, right?
Oh, you nailed it. I mean, to answer your question before, we are still offering a virtual one-on-one session. However, in addition to that, we're offering time slots where people can come on via the Zoom platform and train personally, but in a group setting. And, you know, one client might have kettlebells and balls and an exercise ball and some weights. Another client may not. So we've really had to adapt our training styles for individuals where there's a lot of body weight movements that can be beneficial to everyone, regardless of who comes on during that session.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. And I think that's what I was referring to with the kind of maybe a future business model, which is not going to take away from the one-on-one because that's what you're built on. But you mentioned about now expanding your market to be able to go virtually and having that possibly be part of that as well, which is, I think what a lot of businesses are learning with being forced to use technology, how it can be done to make things more scalable or to grow or expand. Probably exciting.
Oh, it is. And I think for businesses like us, it's important to kind of stay in your zone of genius, right? So we're not IT experts, but one thing that Brian and I have had to do is surround ourselves with individuals. And I would suggest this to any business that needs to make that pivot or make that transition. Surround yourself with individuals in those areas that can help you.
Okay.
And know where your strengths are, but also know where your challenges are too. And, you know, don't be afraid to ask for help. Don't be afraid to ask other businesses. You know, don't be afraid to maybe invest with a consultant, a business consultant at this time, because, you know, your business, don't pivot away from your business. It's more business. It's more of a transition. So we're believers that we're going to go back to the business that we had. However, in addition to that, we're expanding upon what our options are now too. And that's where the silver lining is in all of this.
Yeah. Yeah. Very cool. So you guys have a number of trainers as well that are part of your team. What has life looked like for them? Are they still doing the same thing that you guys are doing, or have you guys had to pretty much take that over?
Some of the trainers are doing some Zoom type sessions for some of their clients, and others are just kind of doing what unfortunately a lot of other people are doing, which is sitting at home and just trying to figure out when can we open. Let's get back to form. I think the nice thing for us to see and hear is the trainers are still keeping in contact with clients.
Right.
The accountability piece is huge, whether it's a brick and mortar or virtual. That's where everybody struggles. Mm-hmm. You know, jokingly you hear people say, my gosh, how many times have I been in the pantry today? How many times have I, you know, it's kind of what we're living now. It's going to get back to some sort of normal at that point, but the accountability piece is where people still struggle.
Yeah.
So that's where our biggest piece and need is right now.
Yeah. So are they, and if this gets too personal, you may swat it down, but are they still getting paid, or are they typically paid by the work that they're actually doing? Not that they're not doing work now, but the actual training sessions, and what does that look like for most of them?
Well, fortunately with the SBA PPP loan program, we had gone through Centric Bank. They were wonderful, very helpful. We just last week have been able to start funding staff for the next 8 weeks.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's kind of at least keeping them afloat. So until the next chapter unfolds, which we don't really know right now.
Right. Hopefully by then you'll be at least somewhat able to go back to what you were before, which it sounds like, by the way, based on your model, you're not a Gold's Gym, you're not a Planet Fitness. So by design, it doesn't sound like you have massive crowds of people in your facility to begin with. Is that accurate?
It's very accurate. Our sessions are scheduled on the hour or the half hour. So it's a very controlled environment, but that brings up another good point as to what is it going to be like once we are able to reopen? What type of toolkit really do we need to have in place so that we can make sure that we are ensuring our clients' safety, ensuring our employees' safety, ensuring our safety from not only a health perspective, but also a legal perspective too. Yeah. So we've been in contact with our business attorney who has a program like that and is helping us navigate that and prepare us for that time too.
Yeah, great. Well, I think we're all saying the same thing, that we can look forward to that day, at least getting back. We know it's gonna be different than it was before, but at least getting back to something like it, you know, like it was before, which will help everybody. And you guys are 100%, in my opinion, nobody asked for it, but I'm giving it. You guys are 100% an essential business, because a lot of the problems that we face with health and, you know, obesity, diet, whatnot, that is arguably more dangerous than any virus that's out there, because they're creating underlying issues that a lot of people are dealing with. So,
There's articles out there right now talking about how exercise can help decrease the incidence of COVID, of you getting it. And our clients, I mean, some of them are diabetic, some of them obviously have heart disease, cancer survivors. I mean, they look forward to their sessions and their one-on-one training as part of their
therapy.
Health. Right.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Right.
So it's been a struggle. And you know, obviously, we feel the same way you do, but we're trying to be as compliant as possible and look for ways that our clients can benefit still, whether mentally, physically, emotionally.
Yeah, that's great. Well, Sounds like you're doing a great job. And again, you guys are, I see the messages on the Chamber's Facebook page and whatnot. Are you trying to stay in contact with people, getting the updates of the exercises that Brian has been doing that I don't even want to attempt right now? I hear my body's moved that way in a while, but it looks good. Someday I'll get
it. Look easy, doesn't it? I know.
Yeah. All right. So I told you guys earlier, I like trying to end the show on a positive note. Although you guys have had a lot of positivity through this, so you've been able to adapt well, and you know, to the best of your ability. Really glad to hear about the PPP loan, which is by design. You're doing what it was designed to do, and so that's awesome. But I also like to hear share stories about what other businesses in our area might be doing that's either been inspiring or creative or whatnot. So, do you have anything you've observed that would be helpful to share to be able to end on another positive note?
I mean, I know I had mentioned before, I like to be able to, you know, reach out. Like, we've had some marketing people that have helped us. They've been wonderful. I would say, you know, from a legal perspective, you can find so many answers, and they can really be a backbone of support too for a small business. Don't be afraid to reach out and ask for help.
Yeah.
At this time.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of what ifs, what will be. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of uncertainty. Kind of trust your gut, but things will get back to the way they were to a certain degree. But everyone is just adapting.
Yeah.
You know, and just staying positive, and I think that's half the battle.
Yeah.
And take time for yourself too, whether it's physically or mentally or emotionally or spiritually. You need to take that time, because it can be overwhelming regardless how strong you feel or are.
Yeah.
Just reinvest in your own health.
Yeah. Well, you're absolutely right. I know one thing I read early on with this was stay in a routine. You know, Monday through Friday, I still get up at the same time every morning. I stick to my routine. You know, I do exercise, just not bulk. But, you know, keeping in those routines are ultimately what helps, I think, get through this a lot, because it still helps you kind of feel like it's normal everyday life rather than just everything blending in together and not having any sort of a schedule. So, sure. Yeah, I would echo that from my experience.
Good for you.
Yeah. Well, Brian, Patty, it's been awesome to have you guys on. And I look forward to when we can actually have you in our studio where we can do our much longer interview, hear a lot more of your background that doesn't have to be so centric around just what we're going on now. So I hope this is an official extension of an invite to come back on at some point later. So I hope you take us up on that, because I think you got a lot of great things to share.
Thanks so much, Nathan. And we'll put you through a free workout too.
Yes. Excellent. Good. I love it. I love it. I'll take you up on that.
You got it.
Well, everyone, again, this was Brian and Patty of Precision Training Concepts that really shared a great message about how to adapt in this time, being able to leverage technology, leverage resources, other experts, building a team. Look, this journey of entrepreneurship isn't just about Nathan or Brian and Patty. It's about a team and an army that's you have working around you and with you. So hear that message. Share this message. Be sure again to check out our website, shrimptankpodcast.com/CentralPA, for all of these interviews. We'll see you next week on Central PA Shrimp Tank.
I've been feeling like a shark in a shrimp tank. Big fish, small pond in the shrimp tank. When it takes a swim, only option is to win. In the murky water, not a thought of giving in. I've been feeling like a shark in a shrimp tank. Big fish, small pond in the shrimp tank. When it takes a swim, only option is to win. In the murky water, not a thought of giving in. Welcome to the shrimp tank. Want to put it all together, this is big thanks. Doing big things, chasing big dreams. Yeah, it's all real, this life's all that it seems. All the chicks scream, all the dudes yell. This just what I do, and I do it well. With the flow fresher than the new shoe smell. Going through hell, well homie keep going. You know the saying, you gon' reap what you sow in. So I don't chase girls, I just chase dreams. Play the same game, but we ain't in the same league. Running a campaign, roadie 2016. Like a phone to die, putting me in charge. I'm a general, from the front, I'ma lead the charge. Like a federal, fell on my lap, never. Going hard as ever, the results match the effort. I've been feeling like a shark in a shrimp tank. Big fish, small pond in the shrimp tank. When it takes a swim, only option is to win. In the murky water, not a thought of giving in. I've been feeling like a shark. shark in a shrimp tank. Big fish, small pond in the shrimp tank. When it takes a swim, only option is to win. In the murky water, not a thought of giving in.